Daf Nun Hey. So we got to the very top line. Yesterday we discussed the Mishnah about the different dinim when it came to the Shal Mit Zibur and the Ashamo. So the Mishnah wants to know, rather the Gemara wants to know on the top of Nun Hey, Minolan the Bai Tzafon. How do we know that the Shal Mit Zibur requires to be shechted in the Tzafon in the north? The Tani Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan Kami Derava Vasisim Sirizim Echad Lechatas. This is referring to a Shal Mit Zibur. It describes it. It's compared to a Chatas. So Ma, even though it's a Shlomim. So ma chatas b'tzafon af shal mitzibur b'tzafon. So just like a chatas is b'tzafon, so to the shal mitzibur needs to take place in tzafon. That's the hekesh of a shal mitzibur to that of a chatas. So Amalei Rava asks, v'chi chatas mehechan lamda me'ola. Now how do we know in the first place that a chatas requires being shechted in the tzafon? It doesn't say anywhere that a chatas needs to. Well, it learns a chatas from an ola. Ola is really the source of tzafon. So now the problem is, ola to a chatas, and then from a chatas to a shlomim, that gets into the problem of davar lamed behekesh, chozer lamed behekesh. Could we use something that was learned once through hekesh, and then apply that same lacha to a second hekesh? We can't. So that can't be the reason. So ella, you know why shal mitzibur has to be shechted b'tzafon? Ella midatani Rabbi Rav Meri Bereid Rav Kana al aloseichem val zivchei shal mechem. So here the pasuk clearly connects a hukash between an ola and a shlomim. This is direct. Ma ola kachi kachim af zivchei shal mitzibur kachi kachim. Ma ola b'tafon af zivchei shal mitzibur b'tafon. So there's a direct hekesh from shlamim. I'm learning from ola that it requires tafon. So that's the answer. So ella hekesha kama lam my asa. So then the first pasuk that had a hekesh of shlamim to chatas. So we don't need that to teach me tafon. So what do we learn from the hekesh of shlamim shal mitzibur to chatas? So the Gemara explains. Kichatas, like a chatas, ma chatas, enu necheles, el lizichrei kahuna. Just like a chatas is only eaten by the male kohanim, af zivchei shal mitzibur lizichrei kuna. So too, who eats the shal mitzibur? Only the zichrei kuna are allowed to eat it. That's what we learn from that hekesh. So then the Gemara says, amar lebai, hachi, that's the case. Gavi ayel nazir, the ayel nazir, the ram that's brought by the nazir, dichsiv, it says in the pasuk in Parshas Naso, the hikrivis karbanu la Hashem keves ben shnaso tamim, echad ola, and then kifs achas bashnasa tamima lechatas. You bring an ola, you bring a chatas. Vayel echad tamim l'shlamim. So the nazir brings three karbanos. There's an ola, there's a chatas, and there's a shlamim. So now are you going to tell me hachanami name of the akesha kasa lechatas? So we're going to connect the din of nazir of shlamim. It says shlamim and chatas in the pasuk by nazir. We're going to say machatas eno necheles el zichay kuna af el nazir nami eno nechel zichay kuna. Meaning every time we have a pasuk of shlamim connecting to chatas, does that mean that it has to have the same din? That just like chatas is only eaten by zichrei kuna, so too the shlamim is only eaten by zichrei kuna? So, not true. We know that el nazir is not only eaten by zichrei kuna. Hachi hashta, hasam, kevan dichsiv, v'lokach akarnes azra b'sheila, minayel, michlal dechuli, bailim achlilei. Says no. We would have thought that by nazir, that since it connected a shalmei nazir to a chatas, you would have thought that maybe only zichrei kuna ki the aisle. But since there's another pasuk that says v'lokach hakohen hazroa b'sheila, that the kohen takes the zroa of the aisle, only the zroa does he take. Then we can learn everything else the balim are allowed to take. So that's we undo that hekesh of shlamim to chatas, at least in the world of nazir. So yes, in the world of shalmei tzibur, we embrace the hekesh of chatas that only zichrei kuna eat that shalmei tzibur. In the world of nazir, though, so the kohen only gets zera b'sheila. Only that arm of the animal does the kohen get to keep. Everything else of the ayo, the bailim, get to eat. So the Gemara says, wait a second though. Still, zera b'sheila mia lo lisachle elo zichrei kuna. So you're telling me though that the kohen who takes the zera b'sheila, only the zichrei kuna are allowed to eat that? That's a kasha. That's going to be a problem. What's the kasha? So Rashi explains here. Where's that Rashi here? Yeah, I thought Rashi quoted the Mishnah. If not, the very next Mishnah tells us that even the Nesheim and Avneim of Avdem are allowed to eat them as well. Not only the Kohanim eat the Zera B'Sheila, but even the wives and the children are allowed to eat it as well. So that's Akasha. So this whole pshat here is incorrect. We're throwing the whole pshat out of why it's connected to Achatas. So the Gemara says, now, Ibai Seima. Here's the suggestion. Ibai Seima, the Gemara says that Kadshe Ikri, Kadshe Kadshim, Lo Ikri. So really the reason why we're saying the Shal Mit Zibur, I look at Rashi six narrow lines down. Kache Ikrai, Zera B'Sheila, Umidiloksiv Kache Kachim Shma Mila Lo Iskush Lechatas. You're right, you would have thought that maybe only Zichai Kuna She'idit, because it's connected to Chatas, but the fact that it doesn't call it a Kachi Kachim, tells us that no, when the Kohen takes his Zerah B'Sheila, he could share with his wife and the entire family. So Ela L'mai Hilchasa Iska. So then the question becomes, so then why are we having a Hekesh of Shlomim by the aisle? Now we're in the world of the aisle. Again, by Shalmei Tzibur already accepted. That's already filed away. Shalmei Tzibur is connected to Chatas, only Zichai Kuna. We're now focusing the world of the Nazir. So in the world of the Nazir, we say that the aisle, the Zerah B'Sheila, can be eaten by the Zichai Kuna and even the wife, the entire family. That's allowed, because it's not called Kachri Kachim. The rest of that aisle can be eaten by the Bailim of the Nazir himself. So what's the Hekesh then of the aisle Nazir, El Nazir, to Chatas? It's still the Hekesh in the Pasuk. So Gemara says as follows, Amar Rava, Shim Galach Al Echad Mishlashtan, Yasa. The din is that let's say the Nazir has to bring all three karbanos, but let's say he only brings, he shaved after only bringing one of them, that's sufficient. B'dieved, he fulfilled his obligation of Naziris, he has to go bring the two other karbanos, but if he shaved before bringing any of them, he disqualifies, his Naziris has to start all over again. If he brought one karbon and he shaves his yote and just has to go ahead and bring two others. So that we learn, Rashi has a long Rashi explaining that this din, to look at Rashi, Sheim echa sheim gilach al echas mishlashtan yatsa. The chatas hu dialfi mishlamim. Chatas is really learning the lacha from shlamim. Ma el nazir im heviu yechidi below chatas veola yatsa. He goes on to bring the proof here that let's say the nazir just brought the aisle. He's yotze even though he didn't bring the chatas and the ola. So just like by shlamim, he's yotze b'diavad to bring one. So if he were to only bring all the chatas without the ola and without the shlamim, the nazir would be yotze his shaving as well. And that's why in the world of El Nazir, we have a hekesh of a shlamim to chatas. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now the wide line, first wide lines down, Hatoda ve'El Nazir kachay kalim. They are kachay kalim now.
Sorry, he's only yotze the tiklachas, right? He's
correct. He has to still bring the karbanos. Exactly. He's yotze the shaving, but has to go ahead and bring the karbanos. Hatoda ve'el nazir, says the Mishnah, kachi kalim, they're called kachi kalim, a lower level type of karbanos. V'shchitasen b'chol makom b'azara, they can be shechted anywhere in the azara. V'daman ta'on shtei matanos, you have to do two sprinklings that are shein arba, the two corners, but really four that we discussed yesterday, or 2 days ago maybe. V'ne'achalim b'chol ir, they can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. L'chol adam, to anyone. B'chol ma'ichol, any way you want to eat it. L'yom v'layla, day and night, an chatzos, until midnight. Hamura mehem, that which is taken away, lashon of chuma, that which is given to the kohanim, certain parts of the tod and el nazir are given to the kohanim. Kiyotze behem have the same exact dinim of eating day and night and eating b'chol makom and b'chol maichel. Ela shamura nechal lekohanim, it's limited in these chumas are only allowed to be eaten by the kohanim, the nishayim, their wives, levaneim, lavdeim, to their children and to their servants. The Tanur Ban of the Brayta says, "As chazei atnufa as shokachuma, the chest area and then the thigh of the shlamim of the toda are tochlu b'makom tower, have to be eaten in a makom tower." So the Gemara asks an obvious question: Amar Rabbi Nechemia v'chi rishonim b'tuma achlam? Does that mean all other ones are eaten in makom tuma? Obviously not. So how come the Gemara, the pasuk rather, says tochlu b'makom tower? What's it emphasizing? So ella tower michlal shutamei. That he's tahor, but he's also partially tamei. He's quasi tahor, quasi tamei. What does that mean? Tahor mitumas mitzora, the tamei mitumas zav. He's tahor. He's no longer a mitzora. This individual was a mitzora and a zav at the same time. So now he finished his period of teras. So he's tahor from teras, but he still has tumas zav. So that's he's allowed to eat in that area where a zav could go, where a mitzora cannot go. So where is that? Eze zeh, zeh machane Yisrael. Right? A mitzora can't be even a machane Yisrael. He's sent out of all three camps. He's outside machane Yisrael. But a zav is sent out machane Levia, but he is allowed to be machane Yisrael. So machane Yisrael, which is the din of Yishalayim, so he's allowed to eat in this area, Makom Tower, the Toden El Nazir can be eaten anywhere where a zav is allowed to go. So Gemara wants to know, Sveima Tower mitumas zav, the tamei mitumas meis. Maybe he's talking about a person who is Tumas Meis and Tumas Zav. He's Tahor from his Zav. He went to the mikvah, but he's still Tumas Meis. So Tumas Meis is allowed to go to Machna Levia, and his Zav may not. So once the Zav is Tahor, he can enter into Machna Levia. Maybe that's where he should be eating. So the Gemara says, Vezes Eze Machna Levia. So that's the suggestion. That's the Gemara's question. Amar Bai says, Amar Kra, V'achaltim al sub b'makom kadosh, also b'makom kadosh, lo acheres b'makom kadosh. That this is a pasuk by the miluim. Rashi points out by the mincha that by the miluim, that only this mincha of the miluim has to be eaten b'makom kadosh, but all other lachmei toda are not b'makom kadosh. They have to be removed and not machna levia. They go eaten only machna yisrael. So that's a drasha to tell us machna yisrael. So the Gemara says again, osu makom kadosh lo acheres makom kadosh afki l'machna levia. So they knock it out of machna levia. So then, hadar ksiv makom tar. They said, but put it in a makom tar afki l'machna yisrael. So going back and forth outside of everything and then back into machna yisrael based on these different psukim. So the Gemara has a different drasha now. Rava suggests, Rava amar osu makom kadosh v'lo acheres makom kadosh afki l'gamre. So when the pasuk says makom kadosh, that by the milum they ate a makom kadosh, but nothing else is makom kadosh, afke legami was kicked out. Every other carbon, every other lachmei toda needs to be eaten outside all the camps, all three camps. Hadar kasa rachmana tochlu b'makom tar, aylul machane yisrael. And when the pasuk says, but eat a makom tar, that brings it back into machane yisrael. So that's where he eats the lachmei toda in machane yisrael. So the Gemara says, ema aylul machane levia. Once you bring it into Makom Tar, let's bring it in to two levels. Let's bring it not only to Machane Yisrael, but let's bring it even further to Machane Levia. Gemara says no. L'chada Marlinan L'tarti L'Marlinan. When we go levels, we don't jump two levels. So when he got kicked out, when we said, Osu Makom Kadosh, L'Acheres Makom Kadosh, he was kicked out of all three camps. When we bring it back in, we only bring it back in one level at a time. So we bring it back into Makom Tar, it gets it to Machane Yisrael. Gemara says, well, how come Ihach, if that's the case, if when we go up in value, up in level, we only go one at a time, so what about the opposite? Ihachi afukinan milchad mafkinan, mitardi lo mafkinan. So we should say, when we kick him out, when we said, b'mokum kadosh v'lo acheres b'mokum kadosh, we should say, he can't be machane levia, but then be machane yisrael. It should be leaving one at a time, not leaving two machnes at a time. And owed, moreover, lo sucha lecho b'sharecho ksiv, which means you can't eat karbanos ever outside any of the machnes, outside machane yisrael. So how could there have been a havamina to say you're kicking him out of all the machanos? We're never allowed to eat karbanos outside all the machanos. So therefore, they reject all of Rava's understanding, and elakid mechaber so kedabai. They revert back to which much clearer understanding of Abaye as to how we know that it's makom tar means eating in machane Yisrael.
It's not so different.
What?
The svaras are pretty similar, right?
They do seem very similar. They do seem very similar. Okay, the Gemara, the new Mishnah tells us that Shlamim Kachim Kalim, Shlamim Kachim Kalim are also low-level karbanos. Shchitasim b'chol makom in the Azara, you could check to anywhere in the Azara. V'daman tan shtei matanos shein arba, you have two sprinklings that are really four, the two corners that have the yesod on them. V'nechalim b'chol ir, l'chol adam b'chol maichel, eaten anywhere in the city by any person with any type of food, or any cooked in any way. L'sheyamim v'layla echa, this is the karbon that's eaten for 2 days and one night. Hamurim mehem, the parts that are truma, that are taken and given as matnos kuna, kayotu behem, have the same exact dinim, with the one restriction of who could eat it. El'shamurim necha, l'koanim l'nishem l'vneim l'avdem, it's limited only koanim and their wives and families, and servants are allowed to eat these parts of the shlamim. So Tanur Bar the Raisa now tells us, v'shachtu pesach olmoed, v'shachat also l'fnei olmoed, v'shachat also l'fnei olmoed. There are three different psukim in describing the place of where the shlamim is being shechted. One pasuk describes Pesach Ohel Moed, the entrance, and two psukim say Lifnei Ohel Moed, and then again Lifnei Ohel Moed. So what do we learn from these three different psukim about the shlamim? So Gemara is a machlokes tanoim. First opinion of the Tanakhama is Lahach Shis Kol Aruchos B'Kadshim Kalim, to permit that every angle, north, rather not north, south, east, and west, they're all permitted to shecht the shlamim. And kavachomer letzafon, and then we could learn the fourth position, the fourth area, the tzafon can be learned from a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Ma kachik kachim shlo huchsharu b'chal ruchos, that we know kachim kachim, such as ol and chatas, cannot be shechted anywhere but huchsharu b'tzafon. North is the only area that's permitted for the kachik kachim. So then kachim kalim, certainly shuchsharu b'chal ruchos, that can be shechted based on the psukim in the east, west, and south. So certainly ain't no din shuchsharu b'tzafon, certainly it should be permitted in the north. So the Tanakhama holds that three psukim of Lifnei, Pesach, Lifnei, Lifnei, are telling us three ruchos, and then the fourth one, the tzafon's learned through a kal v'chomer. However, Rabbi Eliezer argues and says, Omer lo nemar kasev el lahach shir tzafon. The pasuk is only permitting the north. Why? Why is the north need a pasuk? isn't a north permitted as a kal v'chomer? He says, no, the kal v'chomer doesn't work. You need a pasuk to permit tzafon. Halo dinu. Where it says, ma kachim kalim, shuchshar b'chal ruchos, but lo huchshar mekomam eitzo kachim. That the areas that are permitted for kachim kalim are not permitted for kachim kachim. Kachim kachim can't be done in shechted in south, east, or west. So now then, in turn, kachim kachim, shluhucharu el betafam. We know an ola chatas can only be shechted in the north. Eino din shluhuchshar mekomon etzel kachim kalim. So their areas shouldn't be permitted for kachim kalim. Again, if kachim kalim areas can't be permitted for kachim kachim, then kachim kachim areas tafon should not be permitted for kachim kalim. So we can't use a kal v'chomer to allow tzafon for kachim kalim. So therefore we need tam olomer ohal moed, that we permit the entire ohal moed, even the tzafon is permitted to be shafted for the kachim kalim. So Gemara wants to know what's the machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer. B'mai k'mifligi, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara on the top of Amr Beza. Tanakama savar tlasa kray ksive. The three psukim that describe shlamim. There's the Pesach ohal moed, there's lefnei ohal moed, then again lefnei ohal moed. The three psukim are Chad Lugufe, Dinibai Pesach Ol Moed. The first ones tell me Pesach Ol Moed. We're going to see in a few lines from now that the Shlomim can only be shechted if the Azara, the doors are opened up. That's Pesach Ol Moed. The opening has to be open for the Shlomim. That's what we learn from Pesach Ol Moed. The Chad Lahach Shir Litzdadim. The second pasuk of Lifnei Ol Moed telling me that even the areas that are off to the side are permitted as well. Look at Rashi just to make this clear. The first narrow line down, V'chad l'hach shel tzadim, kol rochev ha'azara, the whole width of the azara is permitted. D'lo tema k'negeta pesach davka, don't tell me only the entranceway is permitted. L'hach yehadar k'siv l'fnei v'lo k'siv pesach. Because one may think, only mamish in front of the azara's entranceway is permitted. But to the north and to the south wouldn't be permitted. So lifnei means even the areas that are off to the side, all over the azara, are permitted as well for shechting the shlamim. And chad, what's the third pasuk tell me? Chad lipsul tzidet stadim. Those are off to the side are pasul. What are the tzidet stadim? Rashi says, kigon lishchos vafilu tochen kodesh psulas l'shchita. So in the, we have the Azara, I don't know if you have a picture, but yeah, I have the picture, but those who have it, show to everyone else, I know where the areas are, I guess. So the Azara.
This is Sidadim, and this is Tzidei Tzidadim, and the Lishkos are also Tzidei.
So off to the side you have these Lishkos, there are many Lishkos
right.
Of like
also,
the...
Also, this side right. Is also Tzidei Tzidadim.
That's not the Azara, that's like the Chatzir outside as
right.
Well.
That's where the Tosfos is on the bottom. That's where the Tosfos is.
So the different areas that's not in the Azara that are off to the side, the different lishchos where the Kohen Gadol would sleep over during Yom Kippur, all these different lishchos and chambers on the side, without getting into the great detail of them, those are called tzidei tzadim, and those are not permitted. Even though they might be kadosh, they have a din of kedusha, those are not included in the heter of shechting the shlamim. And then the Gemara says, finally, v'tzafon lo itzvichra. And with regards to permitting shechting in the north, that's no, there's no need for pasuk, because that's based on the kal v'chomer. That's all the Tanakhama's understanding of the Pesukim. Comes along now Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Chad Legufe, Dinibai Pesach Ol Moed. One, for the Pasuk itself, tell me that the openings of the doors need to be opened for Shlomim, that's Pesach Ol Moed. The Chad Lahach Shir Tzafon wants to permit north, because he said the Kal V'chomer wouldn't work for Tzafon, so you need a Pasuk to teach me north. The Chad Lahach Shir Tzadon wants to permit all the other areas that are off to the side, the north and south. And then the Tzidei Tzadon Lo Itzir Kray, he doesn't think the different chambers and lishkos require a psukim, because that's just the obvious point. That's not part of the azara, and therefore there's no need for a pasuk to disqualify those areas. Okay, fine. Gemara now wants to understand Maishna Hacha Dichsiv Pesach Ol Moed, and Maishna Hasim Dichsiv Lifnei Ol Moed. How come sometimes or one place it says Pesach, and the other two mentionings of Shlomim it says Lifnei? So the Gemara explains Kamash Malan Kidir of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shlomim sheshachtan kodem sheyiftechu delasas ahechel psulim. If the shlomim are shechted before they opened up the doors to the azara, so then the shlomim would be disqualified. Shenamar says v'shachtu pesach al moed bezman shu pasuach v'lo bezman shu null, when it's open, not when it's closed or when it's locked. Itmar Nami was also stated Amar Mar Ukva Bar Uchama Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Shlomim Sheshachten Kodem Sheiftechu Dlasos Hahechal Psulim. If it's been shechted, the Shlomim before the doors have been opened, it's possible. Shenemar Veshachtu Pesach Ol Moed Bizman She Pesach Hahechal Pasuach, when the doors open, Vilo Bizman Shehu Nal, not when it's closed. B'marava, in the West, they would say Masni Hachi. They would teach Amar V'Yakov Barach Amar V'Ashi Shlomim Sheshachdu Kodem Shiftechu Tlasu Zayich Apsulin Uve Mishkan Kodem Shiamidu Levim. In a similar way, the Mishkan was also possible if they did a carbon prior to the Levim Shiamdu Yamidu Levim as a Mishkan Ulacha Shiyifreku Levim as a Mishkan Psulim. So for the Mishkan to be kosher for bringing the carbon, the Mishkan had to have been built. If they already had taken it apart, the area is no longer kadosh and you can't bring a carbon. So too, the Pesach Ha'echa, the opening to the Hecha, had to have been opened for the Shlamim. I believe it's true as well, the Gemara says elsewhere, I don't remember where, that all other carbonos, just like the Shlamim, has to have the Hecha being opened, so too all other carbonos require the Hecha to be open for it to be kosh. Okay. The Gemara wants to know now, halfway down the Amud Pshita, it's obvious, if it's Mugaf, it's Kanal Dami. So what does Mugaf mean? So Rashi explains here, is there Rashi here? Yeah, Mugaf Sagur below Na'ol. If the doors are closed but it's not locked, right? The Gemara said Na'ol. Na'ol means locked. Let's say the doors are shut, but they're not locked. The lock's open, but you just close them. So it's Pashut to the Gemara that that's considered locked, and it would be possible to bring the Shlamim or any other carbon. Vilon Mai. Let's say there's a curtain that's hanging there. There's the parochas, let's say, that's covering the Heichal. Would that be considered disqualified or not? You could just walk right through the curtain. It won't really stop anyone. So what's the din? So Amar Rabbi Zeiro, hu atzmo einase el kepesach basuach. It's made like a pesach basuach. It's considered a regular opening, and therefore it would not disqualify. Rashi explains here, hu atzmo vilon atzmo ein chashav el kepesach basuach dilitznusa ba'alma avid. It's only meant so people shouldn't look in as tznius, but not to meant to close or ward people off, and therefore it's considered pesach basuach, and one may shech the shlamim at that point. Tznius doesn't mean modesty. It means just in terms of people seeing. Not that we don't want anyone to see, but in general, curtains are meant for tznius. Even though there's no need for tznius in the Heichal, curtains, the definition of curtains are for tznius reasons. But even though it's not being applied, there's no reason to be tznius here. It's just that's the function of a vilon in general. So when you hang a vilon, it can't be considered a door. It's considered, by definition, just a tznius. Gemara wants to know now, gavoa mai. Let's say you put something standing up in the way. So there's a little there's no Rashi, I don't think, but like a little mound or a little a wall, not a wall, but like a stick in the front of the area. What would the din be in that case? Would that be considered possible? So the Gemara says, Gvoa Mai, so Tashma. The Tani, the quoted Brisa, the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shnei Pishpashim, Hayubabes HaChalifos. There are two little openings in the base of Khalifos. Now, where are the base of Khalifos? So there's Rashi here on the bottom. It's hard to see in this description here. Now, if you have in the, I have in my Masifta, I don't know if you have in yours, they point out the base of Khalifos is next to the Ulam. Now, the way it worked was, I'll walk you through the picture if you don't have. When you walk from the Mizbech Achitz on the ramp, so then you walk into further towards the Kodesh Kodashim, there's an Ulam, a hallway, just a lobby. And after the Ulam, you walk into the Heichal, where they had the Mizbech HaKetoros, and then there's a menorah, and the Shulchan. So in the Ulam, so if you're walking to the Ulam towards the west, so to the right, which is going to be the north, that's going to be, and also the left, the north and south, there's a Beis Chalifos. So now that Beis Chalifos was the area where they had that storage room, the locker rooms. We spoke about the cubbies. So they had the cubbies in the north of the Ulam and the south of the Ulam. So they had these two Tishbeishim, these two little doorways to get into them. And the Gemara says now, V'govan Shimona, and there were the height was 8. Kidei lahachshis azara kula, lachilas kache kachim, to permit the entire thing of the area of eating kache kachim. Why? Because we said that in order to have the shlamim be eaten, or really shechted or eaten, eaten or shechted, we have to have it lefnei Pesach al moed. Now, how do you get the areas? It's hard for me to describe this there, but let's say that's the Kodesh Kodashim over there, and then there's a Heichal. So now everything in front of the Heichal in the Azar, that's called Lefnei. But let's say the areas that are off to the side behind it, behind the Kodesh Kodashim, or off to the north or the south, there's not in front of the Ulam. How do you get it? So you made these two holes on the side from the Ulam, so that's also considered Lefnei. So Lefnei, like the Kedusha of the Ulam and the Heichal, spreading out to all different areas. So that's why they made these little holes in the back, so all the Azaras, even off to the sides, are included in the Lefnei, Pesach, Olam Moed. So the Gemara then says, again, they made shnei pishpeshim hayu bebeis hachalifos from these locker rooms. The govan shmona, the height was 8. We're going to see the havamin is that govan doesn't mean height. It really means they had these stones of that are 8 amos high blocking it, it seems. Kidei lahachshis ha'azara kula la'achilis kachim kachim v'hashchitas kachim kalam. They made these openings, this pishpeshim, to permit that everything else is considered an offshoot of lifnei Pesach al-Moed, to permit eating kachim kachim and permit shechting kachim kalim all over. So my lav deika kamayu shmona is not referring to that they had these, again, I don't know what the havamin is, but there's a havamin that there were these pillars that are 8 amos high right in front of the pishpeshim blocking it. And even though they were blocking it, we see that still we allow the Pesach al-Moed to go right through them. So we see something that's gova, something that's high, does not block lifnei Pesach al-Moed and won't be considered blocking the entranceway. And where it says, no, that's not what it's talking about here. Lo, the gavo ninu shmona. It's not referring to that these pillars that were blocking the entranceway. It's saying the height of the actual entranceway was 8 amos high. But there's nothing standing in front of it. So there is no raya from this brisa here that if something is standing in the way, something is placed in front of the door, and that whether or not it's considered a hefsek or not a hefsek. So the Gemara asks a question, Mesive. Kol ha-sha'arim sha'ayu sham govan esrim amma v'rochon esrim amma. So the klal is that every gate that was in the Beis HaMikdash was 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. So how could you suggest that these pishpeshim were 8 amos high? That goes against this klal. Gemara says, no, pishpeshim shiny. They were different. The pishpeshim were not real doorways. Like little, I think of these as little like doggy doors. They go through much smaller than the regular entranceways. They were tiny little doors. They were not called a sha'arim. They were not called gates. Then the Gemara says, "V'ha'ika tzadim." So, what about the tzadim? So, the Gemara right now thinks that the doorways were off to on the side, not the corners. The answer is, I'll give you the answer, then you figure out the question is the Bekeren Zavis. Bekeren Zavis. These entranceways, this pishpeshim, were at the corners to help the whole area. Meaning, let's say the pishpeshim were off to only one side by the Beis Chalifos. Well, it doesn't help the other side of the Beis Chalifos. It's hard for me to explain unless you have a picture in front of you. So therefore, at the corners, to get so make sure you have both the east and also the north and the bottom, the east and the south. This way, all directions have some offshoots from the Pesach Oel Moed. Let's finish off now. This daf here, the Gemara says, Achore Beis HaKaporis Mai. What about behind the Kodesh Kedoshim? Behind the Kaporis, the Beis Kaporis, which is the Kodesh Kedoshim, there, how do you know that area is permitted for shechting the Kachi Kalim and eating the Kachi Kachim? There are no psachim, there are no entranceways that are directly facing it. Because anything behind the Kodesh Kedoshim is being blocked from the vision of those Pishpeshim. Even though those Pishpeshim are at the corners, there's no direct angle to get to behind the Beis HaKaporis. So Mai, what's halacha there? Are you allowed to eat kachim kachim, and can you eat or can you shecht kachim kalim there? So the Gemara says, Tashma damar Rami by Rav Yehuda amar Rav, lu katan hayu achore beis hakaporis. There's a little hole that was behind the Kodesh Kedoshim that was gevoa shmon amos, that was 8 amos high. Kedei lahachshis azara lachilas kachim kachim l'shritas kachim kalim. There was a little hole behind the kachim kachim, behind the Kodesh Kedoshim, I should say, which would allow the Kedusha to penetrate to the area behind the Beis HaMikdash. So if you have, in my picture, I've got a little hole here on the side here. Those who have it, those who don't, just imagine a hole by the Kodesh Kedoshim. And that's going to permit those areas as well. And Hainu Dechsev, that's what the Pasuk says, the Pasuk that appears in the Divrei Yomim, it says, Shnayim Leparbar. Two for parbar. My par la parbar. What does parbar mean? Now the pasuk in Divrei Yom is talking about where they put up shomrim. They had guards that were positioned throughout the Beis HaMikdash. So two of the guards would go parbar. Where's parbar? My la parbar says the Gemara Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila Kiman Amar Klape Bar towards the outside. Meaning you had two shomrim that were positioned right behind the Kodesh Kedoshim. Since there was an entranceway, there was a lul katan that you could get to the Kodesh Kedoshim, even though they wouldn't use it. But in theory, it's usable. They have to have two guards there as well, which indicates there was a hole, there was an entranceway behind the Kodesh Kedoshim. Why? Again, to permit the area behind the Kodesh Kedoshim for shechting kachim kalim and for eating kachim.
So what we said that the Judaism is not.